This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. West Virginia is not doing enough to prevent cancer. That's the conclusion of a study by the American Cancer Society. The annual report, How Do You Measure Up? A progress report on state legislative activity to reduce cancer incidence and mortality, is now in its 13th year. The study illustrates where states stand on issues that play a critical role in reducing cancer incidence and death. Annette Fetty Santilli of Philippi is the state's lead ambassador for the Society's Cancer Action Network.
I've always been a big supporter of the American Cancer Society, knowing what it's doing, but it hit home with me. It hit home first on March 21st, 2006, when my brother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And then October 4th, 2007 was the defining moment. That's when my brother passed away with cancer.
So I figured that there was probably some sort of personal touch that brought you into cancer prevention and cancer awareness.
Sure, yes.
So, West Virginia, How Do You Measure Up? Is the name of a study that was done regarding cancer prevention in West Virginia. How do we measure up?
We don't measure up very well at all. Unfortunately, we have a lot of work to do here in the Mountain State.
Like what?
The big thing that we can do is tobacco control and tobacco cessation. We have one of the highest rates of tobacco use in the United States, and that directly correlates with our rate of cancer. Also, what we can do too is do what we can to make people aware of the different things that they can do to prevent cancer. For example, use in indoor tanning beds is one to prevent skin cancer. Melanoma is on the rise. Specifically because younger people are using more and more indoor tanning. And so we need to make sure that we educate folks about the hazards of indoor tanning.
Mm-hmm.
And then also let people know become aware of the signs and symptoms of cancer. So early prevention and early screening is one way or other too. For example, my brother was misdiagnosed many times because there's not early screening for pancreatic cancer. And so we need to make those types of screenings more available for all different types of cancer. But we are fortunate that there is early screening available with mammograms for breast cancer. We just need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to let folks know that is available, including with Bonnie's Bus, which travels around the state.
Mm-hmm. And that is still traveling around the state?
Yes.
Providing mammograms for women.
Yes, it sure does. In fact, we hosted it in Barber County back in May.
And how many people came out?
We filled every single time slot. So I think there was about, I'm thinking around 25 time slots for the day. Mm-hmm. We filled them. And also we turned it into a Women's Health Day to let everyone in Barber County know that these are some other things they can do to make their health better.
How can the West Virginia legislature affect cancer prevention outcomes? This is something that you want to point out to lawmakers. What is it?
Well, there is a direct correlation between the cigarette tax and the smoking rate, which smoking is one of the leading causes of cancer. So therefore, if the legislature would work to increase the cigarette tax and put us up on an even par with even some of the surrounding states, that would help dramatically. And also work to leave the current indoor smoking regulations in place, because we eventually would like to have all workplaces smoke-free for the benefit of everybody, because second- and third-hand smokes are almost as deadly as someone actually smoking.
Is that mostly the case now in West Virginia? Local county health departments have banned smoking indoors in a lot of places. Are there still pockets out there that allow it?
There are still pockets out there. I think it's right around 30 counties have comprehensive clean indoor air regulations at this point.
Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, it comes up at the legislature that the legislature doesn't like this quilted kind of regulations of indoor smoking that these local non-elected county health boards are making these laws, and many in the legislature feel they're the ones who should make these laws. You're aware of that, right?
Yes, for sure. I was a participant in that. Barber County's Board of Health enacted clean indoor air regulations last year, and they went into effect on October 1st. So, yes, I know a lot about that, and I know that there were some folks in the legislature last session that were trying to to negate that, and which would mean all the hard work that many counties have done for years would just be negated. So,
And again, it goes to cancer prevention. Okay, so raising the cigarette tax, what else should the legislature be thinking about in terms of cancer prevention?
And also increasing funding for the breast and cervical cancer program, that's one, and increase to access for care. Cancer patients, folks fighting cancer, need to be able to get the care that they need. So if more funding could be allowed for that, many in West Virginia are eligible for Medicaid, and to make that so they have increased access for that as well.
Annette Fetty Santilli, State Lead Ambassador for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.